Nurgle, the Lord of Pestilence. Inside of the psychic dimension of the Immaterium, there have arisen several self-aware entities far more powerful than anything else in the warp, akin to gods in their potential. These entities are created and sustained entirely by the emotions and collective desires of every sentient being of the material universe, and each of these chaos gods seeks to obtain total dominion over all mortal life, for they are strengthened by the worship and service of mortals. Each of the four have been among the greatest enemies to the Imperium of mankind, but in this video, we're going to be discussing Nurgle, the Plague Father and Lord of Decay. Nurgle's domain is that of disease, despair, and decay. But while one might suspect such an entity to be quite morose and grim, Nurgle is anything but. Let's take a look. Like all of the Chaos Gods, Nurgle embodies certain universal concepts, corrupting mortals in his own way to fit best into his domain of chaos. Nurgle in particular embodies more than anything the concept of physical decay. All things, no matter how permanent they may seem, inevitably succumb to decay and destruction. Outwardly, Nurgle generally presents this concept through the spread of virulent diseases and pestilences. That being said, Nurgle doesn't actually want to kill off mortals through horrific illnesses, but rather wants them to endure and survive through them, becoming stronger in the process. Of course, his hope is that in their desperation, they will turn to him to escape the pain and despair. And by embracing chaos, they'll learn that these diseases are not a curse, but rather a blessing. Unlike Khorne, who revels in constant death and bloodshed, Nurgle and his followers are often jovial and enjoy life, as decay is just a part of the natural cycle of life, leading Nurgle to sometimes be referred to as the Lord of All. Due to this, Nurgle is the Chaos God most directly involved with mortals, particularly humans, as humans have such an innate fear of pain and death. Nurgle represents the often unconscious fear of mortality that most lock away inside of their minds, while also representing the defiance of being alive in the face of such mortality. Because of this, and because every human experiences the pain of illness and disease at some point in their lives, Nurgle is deeply intertwined with mortal existence, and few mortals can escape Nurgle's touch throughout their lives. While the spread of great pandemics across entire systems are when Nurgle's power is at its peak, he also feeds off of the small points of desperation, of a parent praying for help for their sick child, or a dying man wishing to live just a little bit longer. Since Nurgle is so intertwined with mortal existence, and represents the decay of all things, there's very little that happens that doesn't further Nurgle's aims in some way. Every cure breeds a newer and more powerful disease. Every victory leaves an enemy susceptible to illness, and no one can escape decay. While Khorne's philosophy and methods may differ quite a bit from Nurgle's, Nurgle's main opposition among the Chaos Gods is actually Tzeentch, due to their completely opposite ideologies. Nurgle represents despair, mortality, the inevitable cycle of life and death, and the acceptance of this cycle. Tzeentch, on the other hand, represents ambition, hope, the will to change, and breaking your own cycle. Interestingly, both Chaos Gods seek out the same type of mortals, the downtrodden and disenfranchised, but while Tzeentch works to get them to break out of this and use others to advance themselves, Nurgle works to get them to accept this fate, and find comfort in Nurgle and others like themselves. Although it's a bit trite, the concept of family is central to Nurgle's identity, as it's not a coincidence that he's often referred to as Father Nurgle or Grandfather Nurgle, Acceptance is a big thing among Nurgle's followers. Acceptance of chaos, acceptance of mortality, and acceptance of each other. This collectivism is quite unique among the various forces of chaos, in comparison to the constant violence of Khorne followers, the backstabbing of Tzeentch's followers, and the hedonism of Slaanesh's. In contrast to the others, who offer great boons to their followers in the form of power, influence, or pleasure, Nurgle primarily offers an alleviation of suffering, even if they often spread suffering in the process. In accepting that death and decay are an inevitable part of life, Nurgle's followers find contentment in both death and decay, no longer bothered by disease and illness and corruption. Rot becomes their constant companion, no longer a source of pain, but instead a guiding light. Physically, like all Chaos Gods, Nurgle can take any number of forms if he so chooses, but unlike the others, Nurgle often takes on a very similar appearance. His form is most commonly said to be that of an immense, bloated humanoid, with leathery, dead skin pocked with sores and oozing wounds. Internal organs are seen bulging with decay out of the ruptured skin, and his lesser minions are often seen frolicking in his gaping wounds, suckling upon the bursting pustules and playing in the pools of pus around his feet. The smell is quite literally unimaginable, and his form is always accompanied by an enveloping cloud of flies, while maggots and other carrion feeders dwell under his fingernails, continually laying eggs that periodically burst open. Despite being an embodiment of death and decay, however, he is quite jovial and is surrounded by a constant tide of new life amidst the death, with his children sharing in his jocularity. Nurgle's realm in the Maelstrom of the Warp is known as the Land of the Plague Lord, or more commonly, the Garden of Nurgle. This realm is a perversely beautiful domain of bewildering flora and fauna interconnected with one another, much like a normal biome. It is filled with an incomprehensible array of deadly and horrific diseases, and various creatures here often become exposed to new illnesses concocted by Nurgle or his followers, exhibiting a constant cycle of life and death. Like all the realms of the Chaos Gods, it is not a physical location in any sort of logical sense, but a continual swirling domain of disease, rot, and life. A visitor to the realm wouldn't walk among the garden, but would rather experience things they need to experience. They might come across a field of trees made of nothing but the flesh of Eldar, constantly oozing their tears, or a field of tongues sprouting from the ground, each one blistered from a different infection. They might see beetles walking along a riverbank with human features on their heads, or massive fungi constantly puffing out clouds of choking spores. The one constant thing amidst all this chaos is a massive mansion belonging to Nurgle himself. A decrepit yet sturdy structure of rotted timbers and broken walls, overgrown with crawling poison ivy and thick mosses. Inside, Nurgle continually works to create new contagions, each one greater and more horrific than the last, utilizing a vast cauldron said to be large enough to contain all the oceans of all the worlds. New diseases perpetually flourish inside of this cauldron as Nurgle toils away, and these diseases are scattered through the stars. Occasionally, Nurgle will reach down to scoop some of the mixture in his mouth to taste the fruits of his labor, and his ultimate goal is to eventually brew the perfect disease. This will be the ultimate plague that will spread across the entire universe, corrupting and decaying all living things, and drawing them into his embrace. Also in his mansion is said to be one of the last Eldari gods, Isha, who was taken captive by Slaanesh during his birth, but was later taken by Nurgle and imprisoned. Now, Nurgle continually tests his new concoctions on Isha to see how long it takes for her to recover from them. Like the other gods of chaos, Nurgle has an array of demonic minions to do his bidding, all of which share his necrotic and putrid appearance, as well as his cheerful and disturbingly friendly demeanor. The smallest and most minor of these are known as Nurglings, tiny, rotund imps that often gather in swarms amidst Nurgle's armies. They possess sharp claws that, if they don't kill their target outright, will almost certainly leave behind a festering disease. They most often emerge from boils and pustules of greater demons, but there are certain diseases that can cause them to develop inside of mortals before bursting out. Plague bearers are next in ranking, forming the rank and file of Nurgle's armies, being demons formed from the souls of mortals that have died from Nurgle's most infamous and successful disease to date, known as Nurgle's Rot. Plague bearers are shambling, necrotic creatures, constantly surrounded by clouds of flies that feel no pain and often shrug off what should be lethal blows. They each wield a rusted blade called a plague sword, which drips with a coating of slime, and those struck by one, even slightly, should hope to be killed rather than face the myriad of horrible diseases that each blade could carry. Other lesser demons of Nurgle include plague toads, capable of swallowing a man whole, rot flies, which are hideous insects large enough to be used as flying mounts by other demons, and vile savants, the living manifestations of diseases that have claimed mortal lives. The greater demons of Nurgle are creatures known as Great Unclean Ones, and each resemble a smaller version of the plague god himself. They are covered in rotting flesh and open sores, maggot-ridden innards spilling out of their bloated torsos, with clusters of pustules that birth swarms of Nurglings. Great Unclean Ones act as Nurgle's field generals, and each one shares his paternal instinct towards the lesser demons, laughing and encouraging them in their efforts to spread death and decay. Finally, there are the Demon Princes of Nurgle, former mortals that have impressed Nurgle so much that he has blessed them by turning them into an immortal demon prince. They are now nigh invulnerable, for even if a mighty weapon manages to punch a hole through them, it will only serve to spray infected pus and innards around them. They possess strength enough to toss a battle tank through the air, and many of them possess potent psychic abilities. There are a number of these, but the most notable among them is the demon Primarch Mortarion, leader of the Death Guard Legion of Chaos Space Marines. Nurgle is unique among the Chaos Gods in that he operates as such a contradiction of philosophies. The others are very clear in their ideologies, focusing on power, ambition, pleasure, while Nurgle functions as a strange juxtaposition. Nurgle's followers come to believe that their lives aren't necessarily going to be better because of Nurgle's influence, but rather that they will accept life and death for what they are. While Slaanesh's followers will find pleasure in pain, Nurgle's followers will find no pain whatsoever, for it is irrelevant to the great cycle of death and rebirth. For me personally, I think Nurgle's philosophies are the most interesting of the four Chaos Gods, functioning almost as negative utilitarianism in his efforts to not necessarily increase happiness among the population of the universe, but simply reduce suffering, obviously through a highly contradictory process of diseases and illnesses. Their acceptance of the cycle of life and the close bonds of familiarity make Nurgle and his followers the most jovial of the demon forces, and it's not really that surprising that so many mortals turn to accept his gifts. That is not to say that Nurgle is anything close to a force of good, but if you're going to worship any of the Chaos Gods, Papa Nurgle might just be your safest bet.